So this is, by the way, one of the things I want to share. Actually, I want to honor Andre. Thank you so much for creating this platform for American Service. This is awesome. Yeah. Give God glory. Yeah. Because I know youth is going to be a huge part of this. I know this opened up doors for our cities, multiple cities. And I know, I feel like literally even my life, I feel like I'm being promoted right now. So, yeah, I'm very honored. My chips are all in. I'm, you know, till death do me and Jesus part. I'm fully in. So, my word is pretty simple today, but this is something that I've been carrying probably over half a year. And I feel like it's in the spirit, and whatever God is doing with our church, our youth, our generation. Because to me, speaking up here, it's a little bit different because it's multiple generations that I'm reaching, where youth is just pretty much one generation, Gen Zs. So it's a little bit different. So I'm like, Lord, give me tongue to speak to multiple different generations and understand different areas and different generations. The thing that's been on my heart for more than half a year is fear of the Lord. And so I spoke this topic, actually not fully this, a little bit different, at youth 4 months back, maybe a little bit more. But as I was prepping for this, Holy Spirit just put this heavy on me again. And I feel like whatever happened during COVID, the game has changed. Like, everything has changed after COVID. So right now, it's literally God is he's raising it, like the division has happened. Right now, Holy Spirit is removing all the gray area from churches. That's why you guys see all the exposures happening with pastors and churches and people, and all kinds of crazy stuff is happening left and right. So it is a beautiful season and time for us to be in right now. But this is also where we really have to analyze our hearts, and we have to make a decision. Either you're hard or you're cold. What are you doing with your life, you know? So that being said, the more during these last half a year, the more I've been thinking about fear of the Lord and pursuing it and asking God to reveal a deeper revelation of it, the more I've been seeing that this is a treasury box. And Bible actually talks about this. When it comes to fear of the Lord, it's like everything is in this treasury box. And when we as Christians start walking it out, oh my goodness, this is a lot of our areas of our hearts and lives is going to be covered. Bible talks about fear of the Lord being the beginning of wisdom. It talks about fear of the Lord being instruction for wisdom. Fear of the Lord is wisdom itself. It's the fountain of life. It leads to life. And there's just so much verses on and on where it talks about we need fear of the Lord. That's pretty much what it's talking about, you know? And so I really want to talk about this. I want to bring awareness of this. I want to even prophesy this into us, as far as raising up our standards and being aware on our daily lives and our walks with Jesus, like personally and corporately. So I named my topic a little bit different. I named it Essential for 2024. Pretty simple. Pretty simple and basic, but I feel like literally this is, you know, the next seed that God is going to be cultivating in us. I'm sure it's going to be an essential for 2025 and on forth, but let's start talking about it right now. So if you guys noticed, there are really two different groups of Christians when it comes to, when it comes to Christianity, faith. There are two different groups of Christians. You have the religious side of it, lukewarm and just, you know, completely not faith-based. They're just completely have everything under control and do their own thing. And you have fiery ones. When I read Bible, that's what I see. I see the burning ones. Starting from Old Testament to New Testament, all of the people in there, they had all of their chips in. Like, they didn't have that gray area. They were completely submitted to God, like Elijah. Everything God told him, he did it. Like, he didn't doubt. He just went. And he could have, you know, most of the time when God commanded him to do something, he was He could have got his head chopped off. I mean, the commands of God were real, you know? And so when I look at literally Ezra, David, Abraham, all of these crazy men and women of God, they were hot. Like, they were burning with Jesus. They were all committed. They heard the voice of God and they walked it out. They didn't have doubts. They were completely on his word and they, you know, they were in heaven, in sync. Also, when it look comes, this is one of the verses that always stuck out to me when I would read the Bible, and I was always afraid of it. When it comes to God's heart, he says, if you are lukewarm, I will spit you out. It's pretty intense that God says that. I mean, again, the division. God wants us all in. If we're Christians, it's 100%. If not, then God is okay with you being cold and making that decision. Obviously, he wants you with him and completely hot, but he's saying, like, be real, be fully in, and be fully present. So my heart's desire as a Christian is to truly, and I've been walking it out, and probably by my actions, I've been speaking this more than anything. I want to reflect God's love. Like, if I'm going to be a Christian, I truly, genuinely want to reflect his love. And I want to walk on earth right now as it is in heaven. So being in a moment and truly whatever God's will is, walking it out. Because religion always wants to go to heaven, right? Escape this hell and how hard it is over here, this and that, you know? I'm like, that's not how it is. Like, heaven is on earth. The veil was broken. That Jesus made the price. All it is for now is just to in tune with him, surrender to him, and walk out, you know, his daily requests for us, whatever it looks like. One of the other things when I've been thinking about this is, how many of you guys know we live in an 11th hour right now? 11th hour is, it's almost midnight. So it's like talking about the returning of Christ, right? If you talk about different seasons, so God has measurements on everything. And so when it comes to 11th hour, it's getting darker, right? It's not completely dark, but it's almost at the time where, what's the book in the Bible? No. The whole chaotic, Sodom and Gomorrah, that kind of darkness. You know what I mean? Like, we're not there yet, but it is getting darker. So the 11th hour, the 12th hours is when Jesus is coming. And we're living in that time where God is prepping us for that 12th hour, where it's going to be black or white. And that season literally already started. That's why God is literally erasing this line between hot and cold right now. So it's, you're going to have to make a choice. Exactly. Yep. That's why you see, like, Gen Z even world, and like youth and my generation, they're burning on God. These pockets are just raising up everywhere. They're fully in right now. They're like, God, I just want you and you alone. It doesn't matter the cost. It doesn't matter what it's going to look like. I'm just hungry for you. So what that means is that as the darkness gets darker and darker, we're going to get brighter and brighter. And that's what I'm fired up for. That's what I'm looking forward to. That's the time I was created for. Brighter and brighter, shining Jesus that lives on the inside of us. So when it comes to fear of the Lord, any way you look at it, at this time, it's supposed to be our foundation as Christians. Meaning that, like, I'm going to go deeper and you will kind of understand the point I'm trying to make as far as what I mean by fear of the Lord. But we should be aware of God's presence in our lives on a daily basis. Like, literally, we should be aware of what he's doing with us, what he's doing with people around us, around, you know, the atmospheres we're in. We should be completely conscious and aware of that. So I'm really going to aim at answering two questions. What is fear of the Lord? And the second question, how do you practically apply it to your life? Again, pretty basic stuff, but if we would not have lack in it, I wouldn't talk about it. But this is like a need for literally every generation right now, for young and old and all of us. Fear of the Lord is not being afraid or being in terror or having anxiety because, you know, this God is going to zap you or try to do something crazy for you when you sin. Just wanted to get that out of the way because maybe some people know that, maybe not. It goes a lot deeper than that. It goes to, as I just mentioned, it goes into trusting Him completely and entirely with everything that you have on a daily basis. It's getting into His presence and walking out life with Him. So a lot of times that means you're going to have to surrender. A lot of times that means you're going to have to sacrifice. A lot of times that's going to mean that you're going to have to step out in faith. And that's not an easy journey, but that's the journey for a Christian. And that's our journey. That's the journey I stepped into. So when it comes to, again, fear of the Lord, trusting Him is like a prerequisite. You can't have fear of the Lord if you don't have this. Because a lot of people, they're trying to get, you know, whatever they want, but they're not willing to step out in faith and trust Him and lay it all down and like literally just expose everything that is in them and just lay it all down at the foot of the cross and just take whatever He has prepped for them, you know. And this is really hard because people love control. Trusting the God Almighty that is, you know, a spirit, and you have to walk in spirit and in truth, it's really hard of surrendering yourself in control. It's, for me, it never gets easier after all these years. Every time the challenge and, you know, the stretch is there. Every time I'm getting stretched on this. So when it comes to the word fear of the Lord, or it's in Hebrew, it's yara, which means awe and revere. In other words, it's respect. You respect God. You honor Him. I know for a lot of people, I mean, in Christian circles, these are pretty common words, respect and honor. For me, they really carry weight when I think about it because I have a background of streets. And if you don't have respect, you're pretty much a nobody. So, you know, like these words really carry a lot of meaning to me personally. When it comes to respect, respect and honor is hidden in your attitude. Your inward relationship with Jesus is expressed outwardly, how you walk and how you live your life on daily, whatever that looks like, your work, at school, ministering, church, hanging out, like you're literally expressing your faith that's on the inside and your beliefs outwardly. And this is, you know, it's very interesting. In Jewish culture, for them, hearing God, receiving what they heard and releasing what they heard is one. Like they don't have this glitch as our Western culture has. You know, you hear God and then you start doubting and then you forget about it and then God reminds you again 3 months afterwards and you're like, oh yeah, God told me. You know, and you're battling with yourself. Should I do it? Sure, you're not, you know. Like it's not how it's supposed to be. It's literally should be just a vessel and a flow. God tells you and you're releasing it and you're walking it out. That's called walking in faith. And again, if you're pure, if you fear Him, honor Him, respect Him, fear and honor, if the value of God goes high, obeying Him is going to be actually really easy because you're all in. It's not going to be hard. So attitude is acknowledging His greatness, His power, His authority, and His holiness. And living according to the acknowledgement, as I was just saying, reflecting Jesus Christ and who He is. And I might add every area of your life, because a lot of times people, you know, they hide some areas of their life. They're like, I'm good everywhere, but this one thing, you know, this one thing they do not want to give up or they don't want to surrender. He's interested in your whole heart and in everything. And He's going to go after it if you're hiding it from Him, you know. He's going to go. So, I mean, biblically, there is a lot to go into, but I want to keep it simple. I think that's really, really the best way to describe what fear of the Lord looks like is being aware of His presence. Because, again, there is scripture upon scripture. You can get theological on this. But it's hard when you have a busy life, adult life, and, you know, you're mature already living with a million and two responsibilities on a daily basis, it's hard. It's really hard. I mean, for it to be practical. That's why when I say every area of your life, it's like whatever you do, you trust them. You're laying tile, you trust him that your work is going to be good. You're having issues with your boss, you're like, Lord, what do I do? He's a dum-dum, you know? How can I, you know, figure this out and have wisdom to deal with him, you know? Anything and everything. Like, for me, it goes to the most simplest thing. I'm taking a test or something, I'm like, Lord, I don't understand that this is bad. Like, if you don't come and help me right now, like, this is, like, everything you do, you're aware. You're always, like, his presence is always near you. You have an extra minute you're driving, your focus goes on him. You're like, Lord, what are you doing? Like, I need this or that. You know, I'm hungry for you right now. Release your joy and peace. Like, I'm struggling. You know, I'm frustrated or whatever. I need you. I need your fresh revelation if you're hungry. Like, whatever it looks like, God is super practical when it comes to this. And when I say awareness, this is what I mean by awareness. It's like, he's in your all. For me, this took years to cultivate because it takes chunk by chunk. You know, you pass these tests and then you forget about God and then you got to go back and you fail and you run away from God. So it's like, you know how it goes. It's like sometimes it's a vicious circle. But when you mature and when you figure it out, it's the most coolest thing and the most pleasant thing to, you know, is to have God by your side in everything that you do. You're not afraid. Your day can be over today or whatever. Like, you can even die today. And I'm totally okay because I know I'm in his will. I'm in the right place at the right time all the time. When I'm aware of what he's doing around me, in me, through me, and just every, like, it's so simple. It's like life is not complicated when you think in these terms. So second question is, how do you practically apply this to your life? I would say, really, when I was thinking about this, I really, like, not going to focus too much on scripture and going deep. I'm just really kind of basing a lot of it off of my life and what really it looks like daily in a practical way. I am going to use scripture. But when I think about fear of the Lord, it stands on two legs, love and trust. Trust we were just talking about, but love is the second leg that fear of the Lord stands on. So if you really want to have fear of the Lord in your heart and it be real to you, like honoring him and revering him, and like when he says something, you're actually inclined to hear him in a moment, is loving him. When you love somebody, you're usually super intentional about different things. The stuff you say, the gifts you give, the, you know, whatever, anything and everything. When you're in love with somebody or when you love something, not only your time goes there, but your focus goes there. Like, does anybody relate to what I'm talking about? When there is true love, like, every word that comes out of your mouth, it has a meaning and it carries weight, right? They're like, you know what you're saying. You know, you're trying to love on that person. You're trying to, you know, adore that person. And you're just trying to, whatever, go deeper in your relationship with that person. Same with God. When you spend time with him, you get to know what is pleasing to him. You get to know what he likes, what he doesn't like. You know, what when you do something or when you goof, you know when his presence leaves and you know what not to do. So it's like, it's a relationship, but it's based on love. Because when it comes to fear of the Lord, we're just going, you know, to a side to religion, straight up religion. And that's not the point that I'm trying to make. When it comes to fear of the Lord, you build that on love. You love him, and that's why you're going to honor him and you're going to respect him. Because he's everything to you. I want to read what I was talking about. I want to read John 14:15. If you love me, obey my commandments. From Jesus' words, I mean from his mouth, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take. Super simple, but we were just ministering at our youth encounter, and a lot of people are confused right now in this generation, not only in encounter, but in this generation. With all everything that's going on, with this darkness being so clouded, people can't see. They're lost in their identity. They're lost in what they want, where they're going. They're confused right now in so many different ways. And look what God is saying. fear of the Lord, there is clarity. There is like God is pretty much walking with you and he's leading you. You have to, when it comes to this, people that just went through encounter, when it comes to your relationship with God that you're going to start walking out right now, you have to take it seriously because God takes it seriously. When you give your life to him, he's all in. He's all in to be there with you, to go through every trial with you, to train you, to take you through the process and purify your heart and really mature you in everything that, you know, in who you are and lead you to your identity and show you clarity who you are in him and all of these good stuff, you know? So taking it seriously is spending time with him. By honoring and respecting him, you spend time with him because you want more of him. You're aware of his presence and you want to go deeper with him. And it's not like a Sunday Christianity thing. It's like a daily all-in kind of thing. As I was mentioning, acknowledging him, it's big time. When you see that he does something good for you, like a small, even little testimonies, this is actually the last couple of years, this is what's been hitting me the most. You know, like over here, we see like deliverances happen and people are getting baptized and this and that. But for me, it's the small things. Like somebody gives me a cologne and I've been wanting it for a year and I'm just wrecked. I'm like, God, you heard my heart's desire and you hooked me up with it, you know? It's like anything and everything, he's always there. Like he always reads your heart's desires in between the line and he will reward you and he will gift it to you. But again, it's the awareness part. When you're dull to hearing him and receiving from him, you're not going to see it or receive it. You're not going to hear it or receive it or see it. You're going to be blind to it. But the closer you walk with him, the more you're going to see that he's in so many details of our lives, in everything. He doesn't ignore nothing about us. I mean, if Bible says every hair of your head on your head, that just blows my mind, that idea, you know, itself. Because, I mean, that's wild. He knows. When it comes to walking out practically, you cannot do it if you don't know him and you don't love him. It's really going to be such a struggle and it's just going to turn into a routine and religion. You have to. This is where I'm talking about, you know, building fear of the Lord in our lives, honoring, respecting him, but it's based on love because he has loved us. We experience the love, we love him back, and now we're pursuing him in everything that we do. It's this is really vital because a lot of people, when they don't know him, never experienced it, they try to do it on their own, and it is tough. It is really tough. But when you operate out of love and he's the one that woos you and always drives you in, it just flows. It just flows and it always gets better and tastier. I mean, when you fall in love with somebody deeper and deeper, it's like you're addicted, right? Kind of same with God. The more you know him, the more you walk with him, the more addictive he becomes. For somebody like me, I really got to be addicted to somebody. Thank God it's God. Before it was other stuff. Now it's God. So this is a good one. Practically, when you're applying fear of the Lord in your life, it means you give him access to your heart, all of your heart. So as I was mentioning earlier, a lot of times there is always either that one something or a good chunk of your heart is not there. You don't mind giving, you know, 20% of your heart or 50% of your heart, but God is always after 100. He's always after 100. And at first that would kind of annoy me, you know, because I still want to like do weird stuff and funky stuff. But God is like, no, if I'm holy and you're going to be my child, if you're going to be holy, you got to be all in, man. Because like there is no compromises with God. It's like you're going fully in. I love this one. This is out of Psalm 139. When it comes to God, this is David's heart posture throughout life. He was like, God, come and judge my actions, my thoughts, and intentions. Like David literally always wanted to know what's in his own heart. I love that because that's extreme. You don't know what God is going to find in your heart, you know? And you're like, let's go. I'm down for a ride. If there is some more stuff I got to cut out, we're going to do it. So that will big time. Come on. It's you live in full faith and fully in. Going back to attitude, one of the things I noticed, Christians that don't have pure hearts and that don't love God and then don't walk personally, individually with God, their attitude is always going to show that. But when you know God, when you walk with Him, when you love Him, your attitude is going to show that. You always love people. You will always give. You will always reflect the love that is in you that He pours into you. So attitudes, keep an eye on that, because most people literally don't pay attention to small little stuff. If your attitude is out of whack, ask Holy Spirit, what is happening with me? Because it will go always go back to your heart. It's just like a subconscious reflection. Humility. Ooh, I love this one. The more I start realizing my dependence on God, the more deeper I started going into God, the more I realized that my heart is getting more humble. Because you gotta cut things out of your life that you don't want to. You gotta surrender things that you don't want to. And when you, again, this is not a lot of Christians actually live this and understand this. When you realize your true dependence, like you're dependent on Him on a daily basis, this is not something you can buy with money. This is not something you can have your own control over and just make it happen by yourself. This is like being completely yielded and surrendered to Him, depending. Like pastors, they know what it looks like to be dependent. They live on the edge. And I love that because this is an awesome place. So when it comes to these things, because a lot of times people are immature emotionally and they operate out of emotions, meaning that like sometimes one day they feel one thing, another day they feel another thing. This is not what I'm talking about when it comes to fear of the Lord. When you honor Him, when you revere Him, it's like you have a consistency with Him. You feel bad, you're tired. Whatever your situation looks like on a daily basis, you're always walking it out with Him. And even in that hardship, you're inviting Him and you're holding Him tight. Even on screw-up days, like David. I love David's that his reaction was running to God, not away from God. Where, you know, the fleshly reaction, the first thing you react to when you sin or goof is like running the other way from God and trying to, you know, hide in a bush because you feel shame and you feel guilt. You got to run towards Him. I love this one because fear of the Lord goes back to not only being guided in your life, like you yield to God, that God leads you, guides you in everything that you do, but also, you know, whatever little portion that God gives you to minister in, like ministry, that will overflow. You start walking with the same principles, that you trust Him, whatever He does through you. Like you don't rely on your own understanding and your own experiences and your own efforts of what you can do. The more you walk in humility under His authority, the better you can make decisions, stay away from temptations of the world, and become closer to Him, love Him, and please Him. This is really, really dear actually to my heart because, again, it all flows out of love. Challenges, they're always going to be there. Hardships, season changes, adjustments, everything is always going to be there. But when you have love in your heart, when you cultivate that with Him all the time, everything's actually going to be possible. To walk out truth, to stand on truth, to pretty much walk in His will. I want to read for a conclusion. Again, pretty simple and small today. For a conclusion, Psalms 86, 11 and 12. This is David. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart so that I may honor you. With all of my heart, I will pursue you. I will praise you, O Lord, my God. I will give you glory to your name forever. God asked, he knew, like David, he knew the law. He knew God's ways because it passed down. And in Israelites, it passed down from generation to generation when it comes to knowledge and, you know, all the testimonies from the previous generation, all the promises and everything that, you know, Jewish culture was. Yet he still completely relied. David completely relied in his walk with God. He's like, teach me your ways, like heavenly ways on earth to walk them out practically right now in a moment. Because that looks like we have to understand it. It's not knowledge. There can be a knowledge portion of it, and there can be practicality of it that you have to walk out daily. It looks different a lot of times. When it comes to knowing God, loving him, fear of the Lord comes as a byproduct. It really, when you know him, when you hear him, your heart is completely open and pure before him. Like, you don't hide. You're completely transparent with him in everything that you do and that you live. Fear of the Lord, it will come automatically. People that you love the most, you will always compromise and you will always love on them. That's just the way love works. And God wants us to love him, and he wants us to love, you know, our neighbor as ourselves. That's all I have for today. So let's pray. Word is short, but I think this is very deep. I mean, if this is what God built his, you know, what he stands on, the whole universe and everything else and kingdom of heaven, I think it's pretty important to us as well. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for this time together, Lord. Thank you so much for the opportunity that I can live this and I can talk about this and I can establish this in this next generation that you are bringing up, my God. I just ask through this treasury box of fear of the Lord, I just ask that everybody who heard me, that they can pick it up and they can receive this blessing, Lord, that they can truly understand your wisdom, they can live in your understanding, they can live kingdom of heaven on earth currently in the moment, Lord. I just honor your name, Jesus. I thank you for everything you have done through us and in us and everything that you're establishing currently in the moment that is for tomorrow, Lord. I know you are a God of past, present, and future, Lord. And we trust you completely right now, and we just surrender to you with all of our hearts, Lord. If there is something that you need to pluck out or put our focus on, that something is out of alignment in our hearts, I just ask that your spirit of conviction does that to us personally, individually, in our private walk with you, Lord. Thank you so much for building these eternal principles in us personally and corporately, Lord, that we can do and live life very intentionally, loving each other and loving you, not out of emotion, but something that's very solid. Holy Spirit, thank you for always being with us. You do so much for us, and I honor you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen.